Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Happy Friday, fellas. How's it going?
Doing well.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was fun to have a few days together with the Bears and to get a little bit of, I wouldn't call it news, but maybe a little hint of personality, little idea that you're putting some days together. It felt good.
Big day for David yesterday with Tyson Bagent stealing the show at the podium. That's a big day for the Bagency, of course. And that was part of the personality you're talking about. And I think we're seeing a little bit more each week from Ben as well, which was fun, too.
Well, since you brought it up, so Tyson Bagent, I don't understand how we're not invited to his 200-person pool party in West Virginia. Correct. To celebrate his birthday. And I got some pretty significant PCA vibes with the haircut. Is he going for that look?
He's not going for that look, but it's certainly one that people have recognized and said that he said that people have said he looks like PCA, and it's a good person to maybe look like in Chicago nowadays. If you want a doppelganger, you go around and tell people you're PCA, you may get treated a little better. But I'm with you, David. Look, like I don't think I could make it to the birthday party, but I at least wanted an invite, and so yeah. I'm a little disappointed on that one.
I got to tell you, he seems like such a mature guy, the way he talks about his career, and he's going through, and then he mentions that his sister and him, they're having 200 people. There's like one slide and there's one, like, it kind of like really, like, that's, is that what we're doing? Like, it was just so, I hate to use the word because it sounds like you're patting a guy in the head, but it was so cute.
You can take the kid out of West Virginia, but you're not going to take West Virginia out of the kid.
Listen, I gravitate toward Tyson because he's got a very infectious energy about him, and it's both this playful energy and then it's this like hardworking, like I am going to squeeze every last drop of potential out of my professional career vibe too. And I think that's cool. It's a good person to have in the room. And, I know that there's been backlash, Tyson Bagent backlash over the last couple of years, but there's really no reason not to like the guy.
So Dan, I know you're not going to get swept away with anything in terms of overstating Caleb Williams one way or another, whether it was growth or regression, but in a mini camp situation, when he had veterans around him in and out of the huddle, the operation, the execution, how would you describe what Caleb Williams looked like in this 3-day period?
Up and down, and to be expected when you're a young quarterback with a new play caller, a new offense, trying to get familiar with things, trying to work from under center more, you're going to have moments that are a little bumpy, and then you're going to have flashes where people go, there's it. That's it. That's exactly what we're looking to see. There was a 94-yard end-of-game situational touchdown drive on Wednesday that sent some of the media out there at House Hall into hysterics. They were ready to plan the parade as if Caleb had just led a Super Bowl drive. And then there's other moments where, Ben will be honest with you, that he said it yesterday out loud, that, like, we're not ready for primetime yet. And there's a lot of work and a lot of grind ahead. There was one moment in Wednesday's practice where Caleb couldn't get the play called in the huddle properly, and he kind of came back out of the huddle, looked back to Ben for assistance, and Ben just pointed at the play clock and said, that's under 20. I can't help you anymore. Figure it out. And he used some other words that might not have made it onto Hard Knocks last year, but that's part of the process, right? Is learning where the bumps are and all of the responsibilities that come with being a high-level starting quarterback in this league. I think the Bears are really pushing Caleb to understand just how much is on his plate and how much he needs to accomplish as they get on the runway to the regular season, because this isn't going to be a smooth path as much as everybody wants it to be. There's going to be a lot of bumps in the road between now and probably Halloween.
So it is really interesting to see Ben Johnson and the way that he is behind the microphone, and to get a few days in a row with him, you get a hint of maybe how things are going to look after games, etc. But I got to tell you, I'm not sure, like I think it was the middle day, I'm not sure I've heard a coach, when asked, hey, what went wrong on that play? Should he have thrown the ball to someone else? And he just says, no, he was late. You've got to be on time. Like, I know that's the answer, but my God, the splash of water in your face that someone just gives you the answer, just is transparent about it. That is so not football coachy. You know, normally you would get like 1,000, like every little element would be hidden from sight and only revealed quickly through a piece of tape or something. It's just incredible that this guy has no problem speaking extemporaneously and telling you what he thinks about things.
For most coaches, it would have been like trying to decipher one of those magic eye portraits, right?
Yeah.
And figure out what you see there. And Ben's just like, this is what happened. And I don't need to sugarcoat this. I don't need to blow past it. This is directly what I told Caleb, what I'm going to tell Caleb. And like, this is part of being coached hard. You raised your hand and said, coach me hard. This is part of it. I'm going to be very honest about the mistakes that are made, both privately and sometimes publicly. And we're going to work together to fix them, because that's what we're trying to do here. The Bears are trying to become championship contenders. Caleb Williams is trying to become a quarterback that can start in this league and play at a high level for a decade or longer. And so, like, if you just lean in to the degree of difficulty of that and understand what comes with that, then why are you going to run away from some of the things that have to be done along the process? And I love that so far, right? Like, Ben is what, 4 months into being an NFL head coach. He's been willing to be forthright and candid, and hopefully he stays down that path, because it's revealing for all of us.
Dan, I don't know if these are dots to connect, but I wanted to know what you thought. So the way that Ben Johnson described the primary purpose or role of an offensive lineman, and in this case, an offensive tackle. Was pass protection, as was protect the quarterback. And I think that was something that stood out. And I look at that and I see who they drafted in the second round, Ozzie Tripillo, and how Ozzie Tripillo has been taking snaps with the number one offense. Does that put him ahead of Karan Amagaji when training camp begins, if Braxton Jones is late coming back? And how did you view his comments, and where do you think Tripillo is on the depth chart?
That's another example of him just laying out for you how they're going to be assessing this competition when we get into August, right? Like, you're going to be looking for the guy that you feel best about as a pass protector. And so that competition will play out when the pads come on. Both Amagaji and Tripillo have spent the month of May and now here into early June taking reps with the ones, being able to go through these practices, which obviously have major limitations on them compared to what we're going to see at times during camp. And so, look, like, you're going to have competitive periods. You're going to have one-on-ones against defensive linemen that they're going to be judging. You're going to bring two opponents into Hallis Hall for a day each. And there's going to be some real scripted situational competitive periods there. There's a lot ahead to figure out who's going to be your week one starter. At least you know now what some of the parameters of judging it will be, and we'll see how it shakes out once we get into August.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's interesting because you can see body form and shape when they're just out there running around. There are a couple of guys who've put on some weight, who've done a good job of kind of getting themselves bulked up. It was interesting to hear Roma Dunze talk about that. Yes. It was interesting the other day with Trevon Dexter. That all will kind of disappear when the pads come on, but you will definitely see a different player. Theoretically, if you are bigger and stronger and faster and you've worked the off season.
Well, I like that Rome kind of detailed why he focused on his upper body strength and said, look, like there's a lot of hand fighting that goes on in the NFL that's at a little bit higher level than I experienced in college. And so I've got to be capable of doing my releases with some power and obviously with some grace as well. And so look, like that's a guy who during the month of May has shown that he's ready to take a step in his second season. It's going to take a lot of things around him, obviously, to help him make that happen. But that's a true pro, and they've got a bunch of those guys in the building right now that they hope can kind of become the engine of leading this team to brighter days. What that looks like in 2025, I'm not sure, but certainly with the guys that you've drafted on day one of the draft, you want them to be guys that can help you in 26, 27, 28, 29, and into the 2030s.
Roma Dunze also shared with us his individual goals. He said team goals first, but when he said individual goals, he started with 1,000 yards receiving and double-digit touchdown receptions likely, if that's what he meant. But Dan, if that's what he meant and that's what he aspires to achieve next year, who's more likely to get 1,000 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns, him or Colston Loveland?
Man, good question. I need to see Colston Loveland on a practice field. I need to see him operating in the NFL before I push him forward on a depth chart. Biggs was joking on Tuesday that last year's race to 1,000 yards between Rome, DJ, and Keenan never really got to 1,000 yards. And so, like, we got to be careful here in Chicago about being ready to chase these really high aspirational goals before the team's ready to walk. You know, you gotta walk before you can run. And I think this point right now, this offense is trying to figure out who it is, who fits where. And then ultimately, I guess to answer your question, I would say that Rome as a veteran has a better chance of getting to 1,000 yards. But there's a lot that plays into how Ben wants to shape this offense.
David pointed out, Ben Johnson was asked to name some players that impressed him in camp.
He said,
give me till tomorrow. Let me go over the tape, which I thought was awesome. And then he came back and sure enough, he rattled off some names. The names he rattled off were
a little
not
surprising.
Well, they weren't the star
They're
players.
Not household names.
They weren't. And it is almost like you're almost encouraging, maybe giving a little whip as well to people by saying, hey, I'm really impressed with the undrafted free agent the tight end who's been on 5 different rosters. I love the kid they think's overrated. I really like a 7th-round running back and his other player was
give me all your overachievers.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's essentially what he's saying.
It's very interesting that he chose that method to go.
Encouragement, right? Like encouragement for those guys for sure. Grody and I are going to talk about this on the podcast today because I think the first thing you said is super notable that Ben said, ask me about this tomorrow. And then when he was asked about it tomorrow, he actually had an answer. Some coaches will say that and then the question won't come up the next day and they're just able to skate by. He was very, very prepared and intentional about getting a real answer to the people in the room and Mark Carmen who asked that question twice. I thought that was cool. Another example of Ben willing to engage with the press, which I think is fun for us. We're going to cover this team hard. We're going to cover this team often. And it's nice to have sort of the back and forth be productive and fun and entertaining. Yeah, you mentioned like Joel Wilson. This is right. Like he's bounced around. He's a practice squad voyager, you know, in his third year on his fifth team. And he's on a depth chart behind Loveland and Komet and Durham Smythe, right? Like, so what are his chances of sticking? I don't know, but he's clearly raised some eyebrows here in the month of May and early June. And so then you watch him a little bit closer in August and figure out, okay, does he have a chance to stick around in some capacity on this football team for the season?
Is that a spot on the roster, the practice squad Voyager? Is that included in the next CBA?
Yeah, it might already be there. It might already be there when they expanded it during the last CBA. Yeah, they put practice squad Voyager there.
Dan, before we let you go, the Bears play the Steelers November 23rd at Soldier Field. Aaron Rodgers will be on the Steelers. Will he be still in the lineup and healthy? We'll wait and see. But what difference do you think he will make on that team?
I mean, look, like, so glad that he'll have one more trip into Soldier Field. So glad that the Bears will have one more chance to take a big, big, mighty swing at the owner of the team and try to knock him off his perch. I think that's going to be great theater, as it always is with Rodgers. I don't know what he's got left in the tank. I don't know how he's going to function. I don't know if Mike Tomlin's going to sit down in the lunchroom with him and ask him about his theories on medical science or how the government should run. But, like, they're going to have a long road to having a productive relationship there in Pittsburgh. I'm just glad that for one Sunday in November, we'll get a chance to see it again up close and personal down by the lake.
Is RFK Jr. going to be at that game?
He might be the assistant quarterbacks coach by that point. I'm not sure.
His old running mate. Wasn't that?
Correct.
That was the rumor. That was the rumor.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks,
buddy.
Dan. Have a good weekend.
Guys, enjoy the weekend.
Yep.
You as well.
That is Dan Wiederer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.